Sexylvania.
Very sad game. Pick a giant every with all you can eat buffet.
Astro Centers trust DuraEdge, and you can too. DuraEdge is dedicated to a safer, more playable infield surfaces for all levels of the game, and is proud to be the official infield playing surface.
Yep. Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to another Harrisburg Senators radio broadcast tonight live from FNB Field. It's game one of a six-game series between your Harrisburg Senators and the Erie Seawolves, the AA affiliate of the Detroit Tigers and the two-time defending Eastern League champions. The Senators coming off a pretty solid week, 3-3 in New Hampshire, and so they begin play tonight 7-8. While the Erie Seawolves are 10-5, and Erie has been playing really good baseball. Well, an exciting night at FNB Field. The Senators have a couple of big leaguers here tonight and in the lineup. Michael Soroka, the starting pitcher, is on a rehab assignment from the Washington Nationals, and the shortstop, C.J. Abrams, is also here and playing and here on a rehab assignment. So a couple of Washington Nationals in the starting lineup for the Harrisburg Senators tonight. Of course, we'll have those zero-day brewing starting lineups later on. But first, I had a chance to speak with the normal day-to-day shortstop for the Harrisburg Senators, Cortland Lawson. First time he and I have sat down and done an interview in his time in Harrisburg. And so when we return on the pregame show, play that interview for you right here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Here on the pregame show with Cortland Lawson, shortstop with the Senators. And Cortland, you've been here now a while, last year, this year. Has this year been an easier start, used to it through spring training, than last year?
You could say easier. I think I'm more used to the competition level here and just the environment. But, I mean, nothing's easy about this level. So, yeah.
So people from the outside looking in frequently will talk about, oh, the All-Star team in the SEC is as good as a AA or AAA team.
Yeah, I don't know about that. They might have some guys that can play at this level, but just the overall consistency of it, it's not close, no.
And you speak from experience.
Yep. Yeah. It's definitely a higher jump here than it is in college, for sure.
So you went to Tennessee. What led you going to Tennessee?
I got noticed in California when I was in high school, and they asked me to come on a visit, and it was the best visit by far that I went on, with the coaches, the environment there, the people, the staff. It just made me feel like they wanted me and they needed me, and that was just the deciding factor.
And you had a good career there.
Yep, very good career. Loved that place, loved that program, loved Knoxville. Changed my life there.
Did you get to many football games?
Yeah, every Saturday, every home game, we were there. Unless we were doing something for baseball, we were all there. That was a lot of fun there.
The games there look pretty crazy, actually.
Yeah, very crazy. Vol Nation is a crazy bunch, but they love their sports teams, and we appreciate that.
And you have some rivalries, college rivalries, with some of the guys in the clubhouse?
Yep. There's some Florida guys, there's some Vandy guys, and we like to have fun with it.
Yeah, I can imagine. So the other day you hit a home run. First one here with the Senators. Took a while, but it's always nice to get that first one out of the way.
Yeah, it did. I hit a couple when I first got drafted in Pro Bowl, and then I kind of hit a skid for a couple years, but they say they come in bunches, so we'll see if that's true.
So this level, guys that I talk to, and everybody generally gives the same answer about the quality of the competition and its consistency that is needed to get past this. And each level you go to, AAA and then the big leagues, just more consistency. Mm-hmm. Have you found that to be the case in your time here?
Yeah, I definitely found that to be the case. And also, I just feel like at this level, it's easier to, your weaknesses will show easier here because just everyone's just that much better, and you can kind of hide your weaknesses a little bit more at the lower levels because there's more mistakes being made. But at this level and up, obviously, is your weaknesses will be shown, so you got to work on your weaknesses.
So just generally, how hard is it to maybe not have a great game at the plate but still go out there and concentrate and not think about being a hitter?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's very tough to not bring your at-bats out there. But for me, I look at it as I'm playing shortstop. I gotta be the captain out there in the field. So that's one I take it very seriously because it's very important to me and for the team. So I try to leave. If I'm 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts, I'm not bringing that out there with me.
So, all right, maybe you make an error. How long is it before that error is gone and out of your mind and you're ready for the next ball hit to you?
I'd love to say the next pitch. It definitely lingers. It definitely lingers, but I try to, if I make an error, I'm trying next pitch. I'm like, give me the ball, give me a ground ball, like be ready right here. But it definitely lingers a little bit.
Today and tomorrow, at least, C.J. Abrams is here, the Nationals shortstop. Do you, when there is a chance to have an opportunity to have a rehab guy, whether it's an infielder that plays your position or someone else, do you pay attention to how they go about their stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I try to just watch from afar, and if he's got time, maybe ask some questions, see how he works, see how he carries himself, takes care of his business, definitely. I remember last year there were a bunch of guys who rehabbed with us, and it was really cool to see how they just went about their business, how they treated us in the locker room, and it's definitely, you can definitely learn a lot when these guys come here to rehab.
I guess really the best thing about having a rehab here is what happens after the game.
Yeah, definitely. The post-game spreads, they definitely take care of us with that. And it's very, very, very appreciated, to say the least.
Yeah, I bet. All right, Cortland, good luck the rest of the way.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, back with the starting lineups after this on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Well, many thanks to Cortland Lawson for his time for the interview. Along with Frankie Vernowski, I'm Terry Byram here at FNB Field before the game one of this six-game series tonight. We have a quick turnaround. By the time we reach this time tomorrow, we will have already played two games. Tomorrow's a noon game, 11:45 airtime. So, again, a quick turnaround for both teams and radio guys and everyone else for that matter. Terrific weather tonight. The temperature out on the video board says it is 71 degrees, and this is by leaps and bounds the best day that the Senators have played a game in yet. So terrific weather. Let's take a look at the Zero Day Brewing starting lineups. Visit their tap room on 3rd Street in Harrisburg, or get a zero-day draft during your next visit to FNB Field. For the Erie Seawolves, Trey Cruz leads off. He's at third base. Max Anderson bats second and at second. Hitting third is Tyron Lorenzo. He is the catcher. Justice Bigby bats fourth. He's the DH. Jake Holton at first base batting fifth. Batting sixth and in left field, Chris Myers. Hitting seventh and in right field, Roberto Campos. Jim Jarvis hits eighth. He's at shortstop. And in center field is Ben Malgieri. He bats ninth. Joseph Montalvo is on the mound, a right-hander for the Erie Seawolves. He is still loosening up out in the left field bullpen for Erie. For the Senators, leading off and in left field, Daylen Lyle batting second and at shortstop, C.J. Abrams. Hitting third and at first, Yo-Yo Morales. Batting fourth, the D.H., is Carlos De La Cruz. Nick Schnell hits fifth. He's in right field. Caden Wallace batting sixth, and he is at third base. Maxwell Romero Jr. hitting seventh and doing the catching. Dante Williams batting eighth and in center field. And Viendel Pena batting ninth, and he is at second base. And making the start here on a major league rehab from the Nationals is right-hander Mike Soroka. Now just waiting for the Nationals to take the field before this game one of six. An exciting time having a couple of rehabbers, I'm told by our resident historian and official scorer, Andy Linker, that they are Major League Rehabs 100 and 101 that the Senators have had. 97 have been from the Nationals. And so these 18 years, well, 20 years that they have been with the Nationals, 97 rehabs. It's a pretty good number, actually. Well, the teams have taken the field, and we are moments away from having our national anthem here at FNB Field, and then we'll have some baseball. The first of six on a gorgeous night, and as I look out, the leaves have popped out on most of the trees, so it is beginning to look not a lot like Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like spring, finally. All right, that is it for the pregame show. When Frankie and I return, we'll have baseball right here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Baseball on a Tuesday night, live from FNB Field with Frankie Vernowski. I'm Terry Byram, and out on the mound is Michael Soroka, loosening up. Big right-hander, trying to get back to the big league rotation. The Nationals could certainly use him, no doubt about that. He last pitched just one game this year for the Nationals, and that came on March 31st at Toronto. He went five innings before leaving that game. He has, unfortunately, run into some injury problems in the past. He was a big-time prospect coming up in the Braves organization and was the Braves opening day starter at age 22 in 2020, which was their youngest opening day starter ever.
Yeah, he almost won Rookie of the Year in the National League back in 2019. He was an all-star, made nearly 30 starts, and was tremendous. And, yes, now just trying to get his career back on track after, as you mentioned, Terry, with injuries, missing the whole of the 2021 and 2022 seasons.
He is on the injured list with a placed on April 4th, retroactive to April 1st, with the right arm bicep strain. So hope for the best for him and for the Senators this evening. Behind him is Lyle in left, Williams in center, Schnell is in right. Standing in is Trey Cruz, left-handed batter. Soroka kicks and deals, and the first pitch is a check swing, two bouncer to third base. Caden Wallace has it, throws on to first, then on one pitch there is one out. Our ball game starts at 6:31. And it is 70 degrees. Tonight's game time and temperature are presented by Jimmy Juice. When it's game time, it's Jimmy Juice time. Canned cocktails, carbonated to perfection, dangerously good, and available right here at FNB Field. Max Anderson stands in, right-handed batter. First offering to Anderson is in for a strike, and it's 0-1. Soroka is 27 years old. He was the 28th pick in the draft in 2015. Breaking ball is outside. One ball and one strike from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Made his major league debut on May 1st, 2018. The windup and the 1-1 is a breaking ball. That's high, and it's two balls and a strike. Last year, threw his slider more than he threw the other pitches. Fastball, the 2-1 is hit high in the air out to right center field and well. Chasing back is Dante Williams. He jumps at the fence, and he's got it. Dante Williams with a terrific catch out between the 380 sign and the 405 sign, and there are two outs.
He had that timed perfectly. That ball just kept carrying out into the deep right center field gap, but Dante knew he had it the whole way, makes the small leap, and a nice catch.
That might be a home run just about everywhere in the league, but here, actually. That was hit 103 miles an hour and 390 feet out to right center field. Two down, and here is Tyron Lorenzo, and the first pitch is fouled off straight back. The catcher, switch hitter, batting left-handed. He's hitting 167, a home run, and three RBIs. Soroka, the right-hander, with both feet on the rubber, kicks, and he deals low and inside, and the count is one ball and one strike. Frankie, you mentioned that he has been in the Cy Young Award voting as the 1-1 pitch is a breaking ball down and in.
Yeah, really just was one of several Atlanta Braves pitchers that came up nearby each other, like Max Fried, that really took the major leagues by storm.
Lorenzo thought he was hit on that pitch. Andrew Graham, the manager, is down from the third base coach's box to talk to Elliot Melton, the home plate umpire, and Lorenzo was not hit by that pitch. Yeah, he finished, as you mentioned, second in the NL Rookie of the Year award voting and sixth in the Cy Young. That's pretty remarkable. Two balls and a strike. The windup, and here is the 2-1 pitch, and it misses up and away, 3-1. On the infield, by the way, Wallace and Abrams on the left side. Pena and Morales on the right side. As the 3-1 is a strike. That just caught the upper outside part of the plate. So it's a full count with two outs. Waiting on deck is Justice Bigby. Folks still making their way into the ballpark. The windup and the 3-2. Breaking ball hit in the air down the right field line, headed towards the corner, and it is fair. Skips to the fence at the 325 sign. Alonzo is on his way to second base with his second double this season, and Erie has a runner at second base and two outs.
Now, trying to get that two-strike curveball over, and he did get it over. Just caught a lot of plate, though Lorenzo was in front of that one, able to wait back just long enough to keep it fair into the corner.
Yeah, that ball fair by only a couple of feet down the right field line. So two outs and a runner at first base. Justice Bigby stands in, right-handed batter hitting 340, three home runs, 16 runs driven in. First pitch is a fastball that misses, one ball and no strikes. Looked like a pretty good pitch. Bigby, one of several Erie Seawolves that have a couple of rings from Erie. The 1-0 pitch is a strike, and it's 1-1, a fastball.
And he's had a tremendous start to this season.
Just nowhere to go for so many of these Erie Seawolves. Backed up from Detroit to Toledo. One ball in, one strike, two outs. The 1-1, a breaking ball, fouled out of play. And the count now, one ball and two strikes.
We're a long way from this becoming consideration, but it does make you think, depending on what the Tigers do this year, is Justice Bigby in a couple of months a big trade piece?
You'd think maybe there might be several of these guys that might be in a trade. 1-2 with two down. Lorenzo leads at second, and the 1-2 pitch, a check swing, and he goes around too far on appeal on a fastball up and in. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a man left. We played a half inning. Erie doesn't score. Senators coming to bat on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Bottom half of the first inning, Erie put a runner at second, did not score. And so Joseph Montalvo taking the hill. It is his third start. And, started on April 4th, the opener. Or I should say he pitched against the Senators in the opener, one inning, allowed a hit. Then started on the 9th at Chesapeake. Went 2 2/3 innings, allowed 3 runs on 5 hits, and then on the 15th against Akron, he did not last an inning. First pitch to Daylen Lyle, misses. One ball and no strikes. Lyle hitting 295, a home run, and 9 runs driven in. So Montalvo, the right-hander, into the windup, and the 1-0 pitch is fouled off out of play, and the count is 1-1. Daylen had a A pretty good week. He was 9 for 28 last week. Montavo is a top 20 prospect in the Tigers organization. He winds, and the 1-1 is hit foul down the left field line. Fastball on the inner half, and the count 1-2. Defensively for Erie, Myers in left, Malgieri in center, Campos in right, Holton at first, Anderson at second, Jarvis at short, Cruz is at third, and Lorenzo behind the plate. Montavo winds, and the 1-2 is high, two balls and two strikes. Oscar Salazar does not have the hoodie on tonight, a regular white jersey. Long sleeves on underneath, but the regular jersey. The windup and the 2-2, and that's fouled off. Over towards the new clubhouse. Bounces on all the new concrete, rolls away. Actually, I think the concrete over there, the new pour is covered with insulation. Two balls and two strikes. Wind up and another 2-2, and it's bounced foul. Seeing that construction makes me think of Brandon Forsberg, and had a great time chatting with him last night.
That was a lot of fun talking about the field.
Two balls and two strikes. Wind up, and here's the 2-2. And that pitch just misses off the plate inside. Full count to Dalen Lyle.
Good take on a pitch that started on the inside corner and ended up just off.
3-2. The 3-2 is on its way, and it's hit high in the air along the left field line. Long run for Myers along the line, short of the track, and he makes the catch. That ball up in the air, a long time, one down.
Oh, good first at bat, at least to make Montalvo work and throw eight pitches.
Here is C.J. Abrams. And he gets a nice round of applause from the faithful on hand. Batting left-handed against the right-hander, Montalvo. Abrams waits, and the pitch is taken for a strike, and it's 0-1. Abrams, originally the sixth pick overall in the 2019 draft. First round, San Diego Padres. The 0-1 is low and inside, one ball and one strike. One and one. The windup and the 1-1 is low, 2-1. He went on the 10-day injured list on April 12th with a right hip flexor strain. They have these injuries that I think I'm not sure I even have a muscle in the area that they hurt. The windup and the 2-1, and that pitch is taken for a strike, 2-2.
Had a good start to the year. What was it, four home runs, seven runs driven in through just the first 11 games that he played.
Nationals would like to have him back. He makes a difference in the order. The windup and the 2-2. Swing and a miss. At a pitch down and in, and there are two outs for Yo-Yo Morales. Morales hitting .222. A couple of home runs and four RBIs.
You know, the major league game guys are largely just trying to get back up to game speed and get back into the swing of things, but it's got to feel good for the double-A guys like Montalvo to say, hey, I struck out a big leaguer today.
Yes, yes. Wind up in the first pitch to Morales is a strike. Well, through a conversation with one of the players here with Harrisburg that is still in communication and good friends with Brad Lord, as the 0-1 is low and outside, one ball, one strike. But Brad recognized that when Ohtani came to the plate, he's like, look, I know who this guy is. There's no sense on me pretending. And then he struck him out in that game. And I just can't imagine the feeling out on the mound of doing that, as the 1-1 is a check swing. That is a strike, and the count is 1-2.
That's one of the great things in all sport of when a young guy comes up, and now not this is not the case in the Shohei Brad Lord situation, but young guy comes up and faces a guy that he was watching when he was a teen or an older child.
The windup and the 1-2, and that is fouled off. Well, let's say in Nolan Ryan's case, somebody's born in my time, and he debuted in 67 or 68, and I'm born in 63, and you think, oh, by the time I'm 15, oh, this guy is not going to pitch. if I would have been that good, I could have.
You could have faced him.
Yes. I mean, he faced people in that situation. The 1-2 pitch, and that misses. There's a trivia question about the combination of fathers and sons that he struck out.
Yeah, something like seven or eight combos.
It's pretty far-reaching and remarkable. 2-2 with two outs, bottom of the first inning. The windup by Montavo, and the pitch is lined right back up the middle. That's a base hit. Morales with a turn at first. Algieri in center plays that ball back into the infield, and Yo-Yo Morales with a hit, and here is Carlos De La Cruz. Now,
Morales was heating up in that series here 2 weeks ago with Richmond in town, and good to see him get right back into it with a hard hit baseball back up the middle.
Well, here is Carlos De La Cruz. He just hit the ball hard all week last week. 227 average, a couple of home runs, and four runs driven in. First pitch to De La Cruz, he takes all the way and takes a strike that paints the black on the outside part of the plate. No balls and a strike. Two outs. Montavo ready and deals. Lowell went outside with a slider and count as 1-1. Well, you're right with Brad Lord and Shohei Ohtani. It's just that Ohtani is Ohtani. It's not really, I watched this guy for a long time. One ball and one strike. The 1-1 pitch is fouled off. And that's another foul ball into the protective netting presented by SE&M Solutions, experts in cyber and national security. 1-2. The 1-2 misses high, and it's two balls and two strikes. Morales the lead at first, two down, bottom of the first inning. Montavo working out of the stretch, delivers low and away, and it's a full count, 3-2. All four batters, long at-bats.
Next pitch will be number 25 for Montavo here in the first.
3-2, so a head start for Morales at first base. Montavo sets, De La Cruz waits, and the pitch is lined to first, and Holton makes the catch. That ball hit 105 miles an hour. No runs. On a hit, no errors, and a man left. We go to the second, no score on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Top half of the second inning. Don't forget, this Sunday, it's the sweetest giveaway of the year. The first 4,000 ticketed fans through the gate here at F&B Field receive a Hershey Park ticket. Senators tickets are available at SenatorsBaseball.com.
Be a nice day for baseball the whole week, especially on Sunday. Should be a huge crowd. Come join us.
Nick Schnell, or pardon me, wrong side of the scorebook. Jake Holden leading off. Mike Soroka delivers. And the pitch is in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. Holton hitting 171, but three home runs and six RBIs. Breaking ball misses down and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. Well, the line on Sunday is something usually to behold. The 2-0 offering is a strike. The outside part of the plate, 2-1.
And stretching around the ballpark and around half the island, usually.
Yeah. The 2-1 pitch is popped up first base side, right side of the diamond. It's Pena and Morales. Morales in shallow right puts it away off his left shoulder, and there is one out. Well, you throw the first series out, Senators are playing some pretty good baseball.
Yeah, winners of seven of the last 11 games, scoring lots of runs last week, come from behind victories as well.
Chris Myers, left-handed batter, stands in, and the first pitch is low. One ball, no strikes. Myers hitting 225 with a couple of RBIs. He is off to a slow start at the plate. Soroka kicks, and he deals a breaking ball down and in, and the count is 2-0. Roberto Campos waits on deck. Erie took all three games. The first three games of the series played in Erie. The 2-0 offering is a strike, 2-1. Senators offense that first weekend in Erie, not a whole lot going on. A windup and the 2-1, and it's a ground ball towards second, backhanded by Payne, and he throws quickly to first on the run in plenty of time, two outs.
That's not at all the same matchup as just a couple of weeks ago. I mean, the Senators scored only four runs that whole weekend.
Yeah, they've scored overall. They've scored 60, so 56 runs last 12 games. Wind up in the first pitch is a breaking ball in for a strike to Roberto Campos. I think they lead the league in hitting since April 9th or 10th. The 0-1, breaking ball outside, one ball, one strike. So the offense really clicking fairly well.
I mean, heck, there was a seven-run inning in the series up in New Hampshire last week and a couple of other big innings to keep the Sens in games or come back and take the lead.
But wind up and the 1-1 is a check swing foul ball, 1-2. Well, they scored 9 and lost and 5 and lost. And talking with Delano DeShields and Rigo Beltran, and you just can't score that many runs and lose games. Usually four is a pretty good measuring stick. The 1-2 fastball away, 2-2. You score four or more. If you score first and score four or more, that combination, you should win 70 to 80% of the time. The 2-2 breaking ball, strike three called. That's a Sherwin Williams paint the corner strikeout for Mike Soroka. 1-2-3, which is a PPL Electric Utilities energy efficient 1-2-3 inning. Visit savewithppl.com to learn how you can be energy efficient too. No score, bottom of the second, coming up on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Thank you, Mr. Fans. Don't forget to also stop by Rally Gallery.
Bottom of the second inning, nothing at F&B Field. Senators and Erie Seawolves. Nick Schnell leads off, left-handed batter Joseph Montavo out on the mound, and the first pitch is looped into left center, and that drops for a base hit. So, leadoff man on in the second inning, second hit for the Senators. Schnell is at 244 before that at bat, and here is Caden Wallace.
It was a fastball in the low outside corner, so he just dropped the bat down there and sent it the other way.
What the heck? Lots of hits available that way. Wallace at 176, a home run, 5 RBI. Schnell is a threat to go. Montavo sets, holds, and deals. Fastball in for a strike. 91 miles an hour. Right-hander ready from the first base side of the rubber, and the breaking ball is in the dirt, and the count is 1-1. Caden has hit the ball hard a lot without a whole lot to show for it.
Did have that game-winning 3-run home run in the 8th inning of Tuesday night's game last week.
1-1. The 1-1 pitch is popped up. Home plate area. Lizardo stays with it and makes the catch, and there is one out. Got jammed on that one, did Wallace, and just popped it up.
Not very high and not with much spin in comparison to most pop-ups you see around the home plate area.
One down, and here is Maxwell Romero. Batting left-handed, 160 and 3 RBIs. Schnell, the lead at first base, a leadoff single, is down there now with one out. Montavo delivers, Schnell goes. The pitch is swung on and missed. A throw to second base is in time, and he is out. Lizardo with a strike to second base. And there are two outs. Sweep tag by Jarvis, but not really close at second base.
No, a perfect throw.
No balls and a strike as Romero swinging at that pitch. Scoreboard has it wrong as the 0-1 is down and in, and it's 1-1. Two down now. And nobody on in the bottom of the second inning. Scoreless game here on City Island. Wind up and the 1-1 misses away, 2-1. Next Monday, another City Island baseball show, and though we haven't talk to him about it yet. I think we'll have Greg Ganey on for the show. Not sure what we'll talk about. Greek food, maybe. The 2-1. A pulled ground ball to first base. Holton has it, and he takes it to the bag, and that does it. No runs on a hit, no errors, nobody left. We go to the third. There is no score on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Top of the third inning. No score here at FNB Field. Right-hander Michael Soroka on the mound for the Senators. And to tell you about the action, here is Frankie Bernowski.
Soroka's looked sharp in his rehab start to this point. Two scoreless innings, a hit against him, and a couple of strikeouts. He's thrown 28 pitches. And here has 8-9-1 in the Seawolves' order to contend with. First, Jim Jarvis, the shortstop, standing in the left-handed box, waving the bat over his left shoulder. And Soroka's pitch, a breaking ball strike at 79 miles an hour. It's nothing at one. Jarvis playing in his 12th game this season, a 205 hitter. Four runs driven in. The 0-1, another breaking pitch that misses low, a ball and a strike. The third inning is presented by Nomad Distilling. You can now find Nomad Distilling's canned cocktails at FNB Field, proudly made in PA. The next pitch misses outside, 2-1. Well, good chance for the Senators this week to hang with the Seawolves as the 2-1 from Soroka is a fastball fouled back, 2-2. There's a lot of time, of course, until a postseason spot gets locked up towards the end of June, but as long as you can keep within striking distance of the Seawolves, you're in okay shape. The Sens have a chance to do that this week. The 2-2 fastball taken at the knees for a called strike three. Out number one on another Sherwin-Williams paint-the-corner strikeout. Soroka's third K. Base is empty, one out in our scoreless game top three, and here's the ninth-place batter, Ben Malgiri. Righty-righty matchup. Seawolves are 10-5. The Senators are 7-8. First pitch to Malgiri is a fastball fouled back. Nothing and one. So if the Sens could take 4 out of 6 this week, well, that'd be a really big week. The 0-1. Pass ball off the plate outside. Did not miss by much, if it did at all. But it's 1-1. A shift to the left side, the pool side for the infield. The 1-1 to Malgiri, breaking ball, misses off the low outside corner at 81 miles an hour. 2-1. The flags are gently blowing in center field. Out. The 2-1 is lifted to center field. Deep, but there's a lot of room out there. And Williams ranges back a couple of steps and back in a couple of steps and makes the one-hand catch. 2 away. Since Tyron Lorenzo's 2-out double in the first, Soroka has retired 6 Seawolves in a row. As we flip back to the top of the Erie order, with Trey Cruz digging back into the left-handed box. Cruz bounced out to third on a check swing tapper, his first time up on the first pitch. Here he takes a first pitch strike at the knees at 85. It's nothing at one. Soroka quickly back on top of the rubber. Steps into the windup, kicks and throws. A breaking pitch in the dirt, 1-1. Soroka stands actually on the rubber and then takes a teeny step forward as he begins his windup. Lots of guys stand before the rubber as the next pitch is a wave and a miss. Had him out in front of a changeup, and it's 1-2. As Soroka looks for back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. You used to see this sort of setup quite a lot, guys starting on top of or behind the rubber in a way, as the 1-2 misses high out of the zone, a fastball, 2-2. Now so many guys, in efforts to repeat their deliveries, are really just working out of the stretch the whole time. The 2-2 to Cruz, breaking ball in the dirt, running the count full. No score, top three. Nobody on, two outs for Erie. Soroka has not walked a batter. Back to it with the payoff pitch. Fastball high and away for ball four. So he loses Cruz to put the speedy base runner on first with two outs. For Max Anderson, one of these guys for Erie, who's just had a tremendous start to the year. Anderson batting just shy of 300, a couple of home runs and 14 runs driven in. Those 14 RBIs are second in the Eastern League, only to his teammate Justice Bigby. As Rigo Beltran, the Senators pitching coach, is out for a brief conversation with Max Romero and Michael Soroka. There is right-handed action beginning slowly to loosen out into the right field bullpen for the Senators. Looks like that's Michael Cuevas getting ready. As I would imagine, Soroka coming up to his planned limit for the evening, whether that be total innings pitched or total pitches thrown, one or the other, sometimes both. And visit over. No score, top of the third. Seawolves with the two-out walk have Trey Cruz at first. And here is Max Anderson, the right-hand hitting second baseman. Anderson flying a ball out to deep right center field, and Dante Williams made a fine play on it, tracking it back all the way to the fence and making a small leaping catch. Cruz going on the pitch. It's a take and strike. The throw from Romero, and the tag is not in time. Cruz steals second. He got an excellent jump, and he's got good speed. Trey Cruz's second stolen base of the year. And here it is, an RBI situation for Max Anderson. Pena in the neighborhood of second, holding Cruz, and the 0-1 to Anderson, a swing and a miss. Fastball inside off the plate at 94. Quickly, nothing and two. Outfield is deep. Soroka, standing tall, looking in, now brings the hands together at the midsection. Kicks and throws. A fastball cranked out to deep left field. Lyle going back on this one, but he's just watching it fly out of here. Past the boardwalk in deep left center field for Anderson's third home run of the year. And the Seawolves take a 2-0 lead in the third. I did not see the figures on how far that ball went, but it went far out to deep left center field. And that is it for Michael Soroka. Delino DeShields is out, points out to the bullpen, and Soroka's rehab for tonight is over. The Seawolves have taken a 2-0 lead in the third. There's nobody on and two outs, and a Daffla call to the bullpen when we come back on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 at 1400. Top of the third inning in Harrisburg. Frankie Vernowski and Terry Byram with you. Seawolves leading the Senators 2-0 thanks to Max Anderson's third home run of the year. And now tied for the Eastern League lead with 16 runs driven in. This Daffler call to the bullpen brings on right-hander Michael Cuevas to face Tyron Lorenzo, left-hand batter, who skies a ball. into center field. Williams starts back. Now he's jogging in several steps and makes a hat-high catch for out number three. So Cuevas comes on, retires the one batter he sees on one pitch, but the Seawolves have taken a 2-0 lead as we head on to the last of the third on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Last of the third inning in Harrisburg, the Senators trail the Erie Seawolves 2-0. Right-hander Joseph Montalvo out for his third inning of work. Couple of base hits against him, but nothing else really doing. First to face him here in the third is Dante Williams, the left-hand hitting center fielder, up for the first time tonight. Montalvo from the first base side of the rubber into the compact windup. He deals an off-speed delivery that's fouled at the plate, nothing at one. Dante now playing in his 10th game in the season, hitting 133 with a home run, and some bad luck along the way. A 0-1, a strike at the knees at 87, and it's quickly nothing and two. Dante's been hitting the ball hard, just not stringing it together yet. Infield is swung around to the right against him. Third baseman Cruz is almost playing at the straight-up shortstop position. Way off the line. The 0-2 to Williams. A swing and a miss on a cutter or a slider on the inside that got Williams for out number one. That's Montalvo's second strikeout. Here's Viondal Pena. Sweeping some dirt in the left-handed batter's box. Biondo playing in his seventh game for the Senators this year. He is 1-for-19. And a big two RBI double in Manchester last week, though. And swings at a first pitch fastball, fouling it into the third base dugout. No Seawolves were sitting over where that one was. It's nothing at one. 2-0 Erie, bottom three. Nobody on and one out. The 0-1. Skipped in the dirt, a ball and a strike. Well, this is the kind of outing so far that Montalvo would have been hoping for, being as though coming into it, opposing batters had an on-base percentage against him of almost 500 through his first three games. Small sample size still, just a few innings. Here's the 1-1, a swing and a miss, chasing an off-speed delivery below the knees quickly. 1-2, at the top of the order waiting on deck. Outfield shifted against Pena as well. Again, Cruz way off the line at third. The 1-2, low and inside. Two balls and two strikes. Beautiful night at the ballpark tonight. Reading 69 degrees, gentle breeze. Should be great all week for baseball. The 2-2 to Pena is lifted foul, left side drifting out of play. Some fans walking along the boardwalk, duck for cover. Some begin chasing in hopes to make the catch, and none do. Bounces off the boardwalk and into the construction zone. Montavo peers over the mitt, nods in approval of the sign, and the pitch is tapped up the first base side. Montavo over for it, and he's just a few feet away from first base where he fields, and then underhand flips in time, two away. A high fastball that Pena, I think, got over, actually, and chopped it a bit. So here's Dalen Lyle. Terry mentioned Dalen had a fabulous week last week. Homer and nine RBIs. Righty-lefty matchup, misses high and away on the season, I should say. A homer and nine RBIs. But most of that coming last week in New Hampshire. Flying out to deep left field along the line his first time up tonight. The 1-0 off-speed delivery tipped back into the mitt for strike one, 1-1. Dalen, the number nine prospect in the Nats organization, according to MLB.com. The 1-1 skipped in the dirt, an off-speed delivery. Two balls and a strike. Montalvo gets a new ball, works it a little bit in his hands now, standing on the rubber looking in. The 2-1 to Lyle. Hit on a line out to right center field, but Malgieri had him played pretty well there. Just scurries a few steps to his left and makes the catch for out number three. Sends a retired in order in the third onto the fourth. It's the Seawolves 2 and the Senators nothing on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 and 1400. Fourth inning in Harrisburg. Seawolves leading the Senators 2-0. Right-hander Michael Cuevas came on an inning ago to get the final out of the third. Took him just one pitch. Here has 4-5-6 in the Seawolves order. First, Justice Bigby, who struck out swinging against Soroka his first time up, 0-1. Cuevas working out of the stretch at all times, deals a breaking pitch, swinging and a miss from Bigby. Had him out in front, 0-1. So Soroka, 2 2/3 in his rehab, 2 hits, 2 runs, a walk at 3 strikeouts, allowed a home run. The 0-1 comes up in inside a fastball that Bigby started swinging at, and it fouled off his bat, caught a huge piece of Romero, and also caught a huge piece of Bigby. And or at least maybe it didn't catch the bat at all. I thought it did from the sound of it, but I think a swing regardless. Bigby's being evaluated here as the Erie trainer's feeling the fingers and bones in his hand, his left hand, that is. And Romero seems okay at the plate, but it took Max a second as well, just bent over with the mask off to regroup. And that was a painful pitch all around. But Bigby seems okay. Max seems okay. Everybody getting back into position. It's nothing in two. It's got to be hard to get back into the box down 0-2 after also taking a pitch off your fingers. Cuevas ready. And the 0-2. Chopped on the left side. Two big hops for C.J. Abrams. And the big leaguer fields and throws on to first in time for one out.
Well, I know that was a nondescript, no-nothing play. But watching a guy that plays such a terrific shortstop in the big leagues, the time it took from the glove to the hand and out, when you see that in person, it is different.
And not to mention his first step was instantaneous right off the bat. So nobody on, one out for Jake Holton, right-hand batter. He takes a breaking ball strike at 83 miles an hour over the middle. Nothing and one.
Look, these guys are all really good. The guys that are just here on in Double-A, really, really good.
Cuevas with the 0-1. Another breaking pitch that's found straight into the dirt. Nothing and two.
But when you go watch the big leaguers play in person, and you go watch Francisco Lindor or somebody that is gold glovish at their position on the infield, and just the movement and the transfer and out of their glove.
C.J. Abrams, he just had a fantastic year last year for the Nationals in all facets of the game, but defensively in particular, as Cuevas gets Holton to chase just below the knees on a breaking pitch for strike three and out number two. Michael working quickly, coming right after the first few hitters he's faced. That's Cuevas' first strikeout, sends fourth tonight, and that brings Chris Myers into the left-handed batter's box. Myers bounced out to Viondo Pena at second, his first time up. Nobody on, two outs, 2-0 Erie, top four. Cuevas' pitch, breaking ball, popped foul left side and fading out of play. Field pulls over to the right side after that first pitch. Abrams playing up the middle. The 0-1. Check swing on a ball low. They appeal he did not go. Myers holding up just enough in time on an 85-mile-an-hour breaking pitch below the knees with sharp bite. As time continues to go on, Cuevas relying on those breaking pitches even more, and rightfully so, they have become so sharp. As the next pitch fades outside, 2-1. Fastball missing. Right-hander ready. Chest-high hold and deals. Breaking pitch tapped foul, 2-2. Chance for a 1-2-3 inning to try and settle Erie down a little bit after scoring two an inning ago. Senators will have 2-3-4. In the bottom of the inning, due up, starting with C.J. Abrams. Base is empty, two outs. And the 2-2 is weakly tapped up the first base side. Cuevas towards the line, fields, and then just runs it the whole way to the bag himself for the one unassisted. Out number three, and a 1-2-3 inning for Michael Cuevas and the Senators. Another PPL Electric Utilities Energy Efficient 1-2-3 inning. Visit savewithppl.com to learn how you can be energy efficient, too. On to the last of the fourth. It's the Seawolves 2 and the Senators nothing on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Let's get things popping. Literally, Jackson's back on the field from the Black Star. Let it pop, Reese Jackson.
Guys, I'm back here on the field. It's time for a fan favorite, the Black Star. Start us off here.
Last of the fourth inning in Harrisburg. Seawolves leading the Senators 2-0. Right-hander Joseph Montalvo out for his fourth inning of work for Erie. And C.J. Abrams awaits his pitch in the left-handed box. Pitch to him. Breaking ball up high out of the zone. 1-0. Montalvo struck out Abrams in C.J.'s first at-bat tonight. The 1-0. That's in there for a strike. Breaking pitch at 82. Caught a lot of plate. It's 1-1. Montalvo working quickly. The 1-1. Below the knees, missing with an off-speed delivery at 87. It's two balls and a strike. Our ball game just about an hour old here in the bottom of the fourth. The 2-1. Fastball well outside, three balls and a strike. Senators looking for a leadoff base runner. They have two hits. They've not drawn a walk from Montalvo yet. The 3-1 is outside for ball four. A couple of fastballs that missed by quite a bit off the outside. And indeed, there is Montalvo's first walk and Abrams aboard to lead things off in the Sens half of the fourth. Senators had a leadoff base runner in the second when Nick Schnell singled into left center field, but then Nick was caught stealing second base. But just like that, the tying run early in our ball game to the plate in the form of Yo-Yo Morales. Righty-righty matchup, Montalvo in the stretch, deals. A ball backhanded in the dirt by the catcher Lorenzo. Abrams holds to first, 1-0. Morales, the base hit his first time up, playing in his ninth game after missing the series last week. The 1-0 is lightly tapped on the right side, waiting for it. The second baseman, Anderson, tries to field, and he bobbles it. Abrams goes to second, and Morales is on first on the E4. I think Max Anderson just took his head off that one. A slowly hit bouncing ball on two or three hops to him. He had no play to second with Abrams' good speed and with how slowly that ball was hit. And now the Senators are beginning to put together the potential for a good inning here. First and second, nobody out for Carlos De La Cruz, the big right-hand batter. As Terry mentioned, De La Cruz has just been hitting the cover off the ball the last week or so. He swings at the first pitch here and taps it foul left side. Nothing at one. De La Cruz is 0-1 tonight, but his 0-4 was a 105-mile-an-hour line drive right at the first baseman, Jake Holton. And maybe you could argue that the ball caught Holton rather than the other way around. Abrams at second. Morales at first. Good chance for CJ to score on a base hit. The 0-1 to De La Cruz. A swing and a miss. Chasing a breaking ball off the low outside corner at 83. Quickly nothing at two. Nick Schnell on deck. De La Cruz a couple of home runs, just four RBIs. Chance for a big hit as Montalvo's set. The 0-2, taken just below the knees, trying to get him to chase another breaking pitch, but that time Carlos held up, and it's 1-2. Outfield shading De La Cruz the opposite way. Infield to Poole. And Montalvo steps off as C.J. Abrams was either just trying to catch his attention or get a great jump. He started scampering in his secondary lead before the right-hander began his delivery to home. So Anderson, the second baseman, standing several strides behind second, just letting Abrams know he's there. The pitch to De La Cruz is a swing and a miss on a fastball sinking below the knees at 91. That is out number one in the inning, Montalvo's third strikeout. So here's Nick Schnell as the men remain on first and second with one out. Senators trail by two, bottom four. Righty-lefty matchup. Mentioned Schnell had a base hit his first time up, lining a ball into shallow left center field. And the first pitch to him here is pulled on the ground right to the first baseman, Holton, who spins and throws to second for one. The throw back to first to the covering Montalvo is apparently not in time. Abrams to third and Schnell on first with the fielder's choice. Well, we'll have to see the replay here. The umpire did not give a signal that Montalvo's foot was off the bag. And seemed that Nick was out on the replay, but the Senators will take it. First and third with two outs, with that fielder's choice going 3-6, retiring Morales at second base. Now, at least one key run just 90 feet away, though there are two outs for Caden Wallace. Righty-righty matchup. Wallace popped up behind home plate for his first time up 0-1, and here swings and misses at a breaking pitch on the low outside corner at 84. Nothing and one. Montalvo's been sharp tonight, especially with that slider, painting it well around the corner and the knees. The 0-1. Another breaking pitch. This one misses and Wallace lays off. It's 1-1. As is often the case, there's a big hole on the right side of the infield with Anderson, the second baseman, playing up the middle, and Holton, the first baseman, holding on Schnell. Abrams not being held on at third. The 1-1. Popped up a mile high behind home. Lorenzo gives chase towards the Erie dugout, but that one drifts two or three rows into section 105. Everyone back to their places. Each side with two hits, but the Seawolves leading 2-0 here in the fourth. Great speed on the base paths in the form of C.J. Abrams at third and Nick Schnell at first. A ball and two strikes to count to Caden Wallace. Montalvo set at the midsection in the stretch. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider. Caught a lot of plate for strike three and the third out. So the Senators get men into scoring position. They leave two on the base paths. On to the fifth. It's the Seawolves 2 and the Senators nothing. On ESPN 96.5, 95.3 and 1400. Fifth inning on the island. Senators trailing the Seawolves 2-0. Dafler called to the bullpen, brings Dustin Sines on the mound, and Terry Byram back to the microphone.
Third pitcher of the night, Michael Cuevas, an inning and a third, faced four batters and struck out one at Dustin Sines, who has started his previous games coming on now. Sines is appearing in his fourth game. He's 1-1 with a 5.06 ERA at 10 2/3 innings. First pitch, swing and a miss, and the count is 0-1. Roberto Campos, the leadoff batter. 2-0 Erie. We're in the fifth here at FNB Field. The Senators had a terrific chance as the 0-1 is a strike on the outside part of the plate, 0-2. They had a chance in the top half of the fourth inning, first and second, and nobody out, and could not push across a run. Did not. Sign selected in the fourth round of the 2021 draft out of Texas A&M. The 0-2 misses, one ball and two strikes. Jim Jarvis and Ben Malgeri to follow. Few high clouds, but nothing threatening tonight. The windup and the 1-2. Fastball misses up, and the count is 2-2. Tomorrow, Jarlin Susana on the mound for the Senators, making another start. He was good last week in New Hampshire. 2-2, swing and a miss, one down. Nice pitch by Dustin Sines, and with one out, here is Jim Jarvis. He struck out looking his first time up. Nationals leading the Orioles 3-0.
Battle of the Beltway.
Now the Orioles have struggled to start the season. First pitch is a ground ball sharply hit to the backhanded shortstop of Abrams. He throws to first in time, two away.
James Wood has a double in that game. He's 2-for-2 early on, scoring a run. Mitchell Parker, 3 scoreless so far.
Here's Ben Malgeri. Andre Laura was called up. Laura was called up on Sunday as the 27th man, did not appear in the doubleheader as the first offering to Malgeri is rolled foul along the first baseline. I was hopeful following the night game on the bus coming back, several people following it. Neither game really is the 0-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Nationals pitching did a pretty good job on Sunday.
Andre's time will come soon enough.
No balls and two strikes and two outs. And the windup and the pitch. Hit high in the air to deep left center. Lyle back onto the warning track out in front of the fence, and he makes the catch and then bangs into the fence. Now Jerry gave that one a long ride out into left center field, but Dalen Lyle with the catch. 1-2-3, top half of the fifth inning. 7 in a row retired by the Senators pitching staff. Still 2-0 Erie as we head to the bottom of the fifth on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Bottom half of the fifth inning, 2-0 Erie leading. Joseph Montalvo for Erie still out on the mound. Right-hander facing Maxwell Romero Jr., Dante Williams, and Yandel Pena. The 7-8-9 batters in the Senators' order. A windup and the first pitch to Romero is low, and it's one ball and no strikes. He grounded out to first base his first time up. Well, aside from the two-out walk to Trey Cruz that was followed by a two-run home run by Max Anderson, as the pitch is high. The Senators' pitching has really shackled the area. They've had just three base runners, a double by Lorenzo in the first, the walk in the third, followed by the home run by Anderson. Nothing else. The windup, and here is the 2-0 pitch, and that's low, ball three.
Well, Cuevas and Sines together have faced seven batters. They've retired them all on just 21 pitches.
But it is 2-0 Erie. Montavo into the windup, and the pitch is a strike. That one in the vicinity of the outside part of the plate. Three balls, one strike. Montavo shakes off Lorenzo once and now delivers, ball four in the dirt. So the Senators have the leadoff man for the third time in the last four innings. And here is Dante Williams.
Yeah, so far 0 for 3 with runners in scoring position, and two hits earlier in the game. Both came with the bases empty. So first chance to really string something together. Put some pressure on.
Dante Williams struck out swinging his first time up. The left-handed batter waits. And the first pitch misses up and in. The count is 1-0. Montavo has reached this point on 68 pitches. So not a pitch count issue for him. One ball, no strikes, the 1-0 pitch. And that is on the outside part of the plate for a strike, 1-1. A lot of pitches tonight on the edges for Montavo. One ball, one strike, lead at first by Romero. And the 1-1. Loop to second. Caught. Throw back to first. Double play. I'm not sure where Romero was going on that. That ball hit off the end of the bat on a looper right to Campos at second base. Had that ball gone to right field, Max would just go to second anyway. So the double play, two down. He was upset at himself when he went back into first base, realizing that that first step toward second was the difference. First pitch to Pena is inside for a ball, 1-0.
Well, the Senators coming into play tonight had hit into the third most double plays in the Eastern League. Bad luck there.
We'll wind up, and the 1-0 is high, 2-0. Top of the order, and Daylen Lyle on deck. And it looks like somebody is about to begin throwing out in the Erie bullpen. A little catch being played. The 2-0 is popped up. Third base side of the diamond, Cruz along the third baseline, and he makes the catch in fair territory, and that ends the fifth. So quickly the threat over after the leadoff walk and some life, double play, pop out, and the inning done. We head to the sixth. And it is 2-0 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Rascal.
Leading off the top of the sixth for Erie, third baseman Trey Cruz.
Top half of the sixth inning here at FNB Field. 2-0 Erie. Just four hits between the two teams. To tell you about the next hit, here's Frankie Varnowski.
Well, Terry, Dustin Sines is out there for a second inning of relief work. The left-hander against Trey Cruz, switch hitter batting right, and the first pitch misses at 83 miles an hour. It's 1-0.
Of course, I'm not suggesting there'll be a hit this half inning, for goodness gracious.
But the potential is there. As here's a big swing and a miss on a fastball at 89 miles an hour, 1-1. Cruz, his first two plate appearances came from the left side. He's 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. He scored on that Max Anderson homer. And here he lines the ball sharply into left field, down for a base hit that skips a couple of bounces to Dalen Lyle. And indeed, Terry, you called it. There was the next hit.
Well, I don't want to call that one.
107 off the bat of Trey Cruz.
Well, that pitch was thigh high and out over the middle of the plate. Cruz did with it what you'd think he would do with it. This is for a double-A team, this is a pretty veteran-laden team.
Yes, yes. Guys we've seen for a couple of years now. So Cruz, who has already stolen a base in this game, takes his big lead from first with the difference maker so far at the plate. Max Anderson, right-hand batter, two-run bomb his last time up. Here he takes a fastball just off the low outside corner at 90 miles an hour. It's 1-0. That base hit from Trey Cruz snapped a streak of seven in a row set down by Sens pitching. He's got a big lead over there. Sines with mostly a slide step. Here's a bouncing ball to short. Abrams quickly throws to second, and then it's in and out of the glove of Pena. The runner's safe. Oh, that was a tailor-made 6-4-3 double play. Now, Delino DeShields is coming out arguing that, or at least hoping for an explanation as to why the base runner wasn't out on a transfer out of Pena's mitt. What did you see there, Terry?
I didn't. I need to see a replay if we are going to get a replay of that one.
It was two sharp bounces to the chest of C.J. Abrams. He didn't even have to move to field it, and much to your point earlier, Terry, about how quickly he moves out there. He fired that ball in the blink of an eye to second, and they would have had Anderson at first by a few strides. Senators, who lead the league in double plays turn, couldn't get that one, and so now it's first and second. Nobody out for Tyron Lorenzo, who's 1-for-2 with a double. Left-hander ready. Big leads at first and second. The pitch to the right-hand batter misses a fastball just below the knees at 91. 1-0. And this could quickly become a slippery slope between Lorenzo, Justice Bigby on deck, and Holton beyond him. 1-0. Hit into the air onto deep right field. Schnell ranging back to the warning track. He backs up and makes the catch a step or two shy of the fence, with Anderson retreating to first and Cruz tagging and heading to third. There is one out. That was just a few feet shy of a three-run home run, just staying in. So runners at the corners, one out. It's 2-0 Erie top six. And here is Justice Bigby, who's 0-for-2. He has struck out. He has bounced out to short. Small leadoff first. First pitch is fought off the fists into the netting on the right side. 0-1. Lefty-righty matchup here. Bigby. Mentioned this earlier, talking about Max Anderson. Those two teammates with 16 RBIs leading the league in the early goings. As Sines throws over to first, but Anderson had a small lead, quickly scurried back. Two runs, three hits, an error for Erie. No runs, two hits, an error for Harrisburg. And on the corners, one out, top six. The 0-1 to Bigby. chopped on the right side and through the hole for a base hit into right field. Cruz scores. Anderson to second and Bigby on first with the RBI base hit. It's 3-0 Seawolves in the sixth.
Well, this is tough because this is not going to look good on Dustin Sines' line, of course. There has been an error, so that'll affect the earned runs, but this inning could be over.
And Dustin had some defensive trouble behind him in his last appearance and his start up in Manchester last Wednesday. Dustin allowed 6 runs in 4 innings of work, but 3 of those 6 runs were unearned. And so far the run he's allowed here is unearned. And there are men on first and second, and still only one out for Jake Holton. Lefty-righty matchup. Holton is 0-2 tonight. Sines kicks and throws. Fastball outside at 92, 1-0.
We've been talking about the experience with Erie between Trey Cruz, Justice Bigby, Jake Holton, Chris Myers, and Ben Malgeri. Get to it in a second.
As Sines brings the hands together. Looking back to second, deals home the 1-0, a strike on the inner third, 1-1.
Just those 5, without digging any deeper than those 5 players, 972 games with Erie and 3,500
wow.
at-bats.
Wow. The 1-1 lined deep out into right field. Schnell ranging back, but it hits off the base of the fence at the Senators' bullpen. Anderson rounding third on his way to score as the throw comes in from Schnell to the cutoff. He scores. Bigby to third and Holton on second with the opposite field RBI double. And it's 4-0 Erie in the sixth. That ball 106 off of the bat on a pitch that caught quite a lot of plate. And now another base hit really busts this game open. As it's second and third with still only one out for the left-hand hitting Chris Myers, who's 0-2. The Seawolves are stringing together base runners, and now the Senators' infield comes into play on the edge of the grass. First pitch, a wave and a miss at a fastball inside, 0-1. 2 runs in the third, 2 runs here in the sixth for Erie. 2 more men in scoring position. Sines comes ready. The 0-1. That's a strike. Good pitch on the outside. 0-2. And Myers calls time. Sines ready again. The 0-2. Grounded through the right side of the infield for a base hit. Bigby scores. Schnell fields as Holton is coming in. Here's the throw to the plate, and the tag. It's in and out of Romero's glove. 2 runners score, and on the throw, Myers advances to second. It's a 4-run inning so far. 6-0 Seawolves in the sixth. That was a good throw from Schnell fired home, and if the ball's corralled, looks like they might have had him. It was a little bit up the third base line, maybe 5 feet or so. And a difficult snag for Romero to make and to quickly apply the tag. 2 runs score. Now still a man at second with one out for Roberto Campos in the right-handed box. Sines' pitch is a swing and a miss on an off-speed delivery. 0-1. Campos 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts. Bit of a back-breaking inning here for Sines and the Senators. As the 0-1 is sharply grounded past C.J. Abrams into left field for a base hit. Myers to third and Campos on first. Still with only one out.
Well, a double play should have been turned and a fly ball would have ended the inning, but these last 4 at-bats have all been hard-hit balls. A couple of ground balls, but still hard hit.
Yeah, that last one, 107 miles an hour off of Campos's bat. And so Rigo Beltran, the Senators pitching coach, heads out to the mound to slow things down for Dustin Sines. Again, the inning began with a Trey Cruz line drive single. And then with Max Anderson at the plate, Anderson bounced a ball to C.J. Abrams at short, who quickly fielded and threw on to second on a ball that was dropped by Viondo Pena, what would have likely been a 6-4-3 double play. And since that dropped ball, there's been a fly out to deep right, a single, a double, a single, and a single. In all, four runs having scored in the frame on five hits and an error. There's still only one out, men on the corners. So the corners are playing in. Middle infield is playing about halfway. They're hoping to turn two. Jim Jarvis, left-hand batter, standing at the plate. Sines, the left-hander, deals. Ball, that's an awkward swing and a miss by Jarvis there, trying to get out of the way of the pitch as he's swinging, and it's nothing and one. Jarvis is 0 for 2. The 0-1 is fouled off of Jarvis. Quickly, nothing and two. A strikeout or a double play would go a long way here. Jarvis is the eighth man to bat in the inning. Sines from the third base side of the rubber looking in. Now ready. The 0-2. Tomahawk chopped and popped up on the right side, foul territory. Not very high, and Morales makes the catch. Having to go about 25 feet. Out number two. I'm unsure how Jarvis even made contact with that ball. Fastball riding up and inside. 6-0 Seawolves, top six. Men on first and third now. Two outs for the ninth place batter. Ninth man up in the inning, Ben Malgieri. Lefty-righty matchup. Sines pitch. Inside, 1-0. Romero steps out in front of home plate to relay some signs onto his infielders, who are playing back here with two outs. Runner not being held on at third. Wallace playing deep there. Morales is holding on the runner at first as the 1-0 check swing on a ball inside. They appeal he did not go. 2-0. Right-handed throwing Todd Peterson has been warming the last couple of batters in the Senators' bullpen. Sines trying to finish the sixth himself. The 2-0. Tapped foul left side, 2-1. Had him out in front of an off-speed delivery. Really coming out of nowhere this inning. Again, coming into the sixth, the Senators between Cuevas and Sines had retired seven Seawolves in a row. And really just that home run was the only damage, of course. So the next pitch is fouled away, backhand to the right, 2-2. As a beautiful sunset sky is rolling in over FNB Field. First and third, two outs. Two balls, two strikes. Sines kicks and throws. A ball outside. Fastball at 90 miles an hour missing. Running the count full, 3-2, so Roberto Campos will have the head start over at first. Time called at the plate. Cannot afford Malgieri getting on here with Trey Cruz looming in the on-deck circle. There goes Campos. The 3-2 is tipped back into the mitt for strike three and the third out, but not before the Seawolves put up a four spot on five hits, an error, and two left. To the last of the six, that's the Seawolves six, the Senators nothing, on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
See.
Last of the sixth inning in Harrisburg, Frankie Vernowski and Terry Byram with you. Senators have some work to do as it is 6-0 Erie after a four spot was put up in the top half of the inning. Dafler called to the bullpen, brings on right-handed throwing Dylan Smith for the Seawolves. And Dalen Lyle in the left-handed box takes a first pitch fastball strike. It's 0-1. So Joseph Montalvo goes five innings, allows just two hits, no runs. He walked two and struck out four in his best outing of the year. Next pitch is chopped on one long hop for the first baseman, Holton, who fields it along the line and takes two more steps to the bag to retire Lyle one away. Base is empty. One out brings C.J. Abrams back to the plate, strolling to the left-handed batter's box. Abrams is 0-1. He has struck out and he has walked. Smith, the right-hander, into the windup. High glove hold, kicks and throws. A big breaking ball at 79 miles an hour for a strike. 0-1. Smith, 24 years of age, from Huntsville, Alabama. A third-round pick back in 21. Delivers a ball low, 1-1.
Isn't that like Space City?
Huntsville? I think that's right.
Something like that.
The 1-1. Rocket City.
Yes.
Yes, as the pitch misses, 2-1. The Trash Pandas. The 2-1. Low and inside, three balls and a strike.
What's a trash panda?
I think for them it's a raccoon. I think that's what the
mascot. So it has nothing to do with a rocket?
No. Huh. Or pandas, quite frankly. Here's the 3-1. Misses low for ball four, and Abrams reaches on ball four for the second time tonight. One on, one out. At this point, anything helps for the Senators, even if it's just one run. Still a few more at-bats to follow this, but just want to start to chip away at that big Seawolves lead that now stands at 6-0. Here's Yo-Yo Morales. Righty-righty matchup is Smith is into the stretch holding. Deals. A fastball strike on the outside at 94. It's 0-1. Smith making his sixth appearance of the year. He's been good so far. Through 8 1/3 innings worked, he's allowed just two hits and one run. The 0-1 goes to the backstop, and Abrams jogs on to second on the wild pitch. So 1-1 to Morales. Yo-Yo is 1-2. Singled in the first, reached on an error in the fourth. And in scoring position, Senators are 0-3 with runners in scoring position so far tonight as the 1-1 fastball strike, 95, belt high.
Well, they have done a lot of good things offensively in these first couple of weeks, but hitting with runners in scoring position has not been a thing that they've excelled at yet.
They've got to do it against a rather tough pitching staff overall, but particularly the Erie bullpen. Coming into today, Seawolves' second-best staff ERA in the league, but the bullpen sitting at just a 2.33 ERA. The 1-2 bounced a couple of feet before home plate and blocked by Lorenzo's chest protector, 2-2. Abrams holding it second. So not just Dylan Smith, but the whole Erie bullpen has had a tremendous start to the year. Smith's right arm dangles, bent at the waist, looking in. Now ready. Held just above the belt. Abrams with a huge lead. The pitch. Fastball tapped foul left side. Oscar Salazar tries to make a nice backhanded stop. Just past him. Holding 2-2.
Erie is 5-9 with runners in scoring position today.
One of those five was Max Anderson's two-run home run. The other's coming in the sixth. Another 2-2 is fouled back. Morales staying on the fastball, 95 there, caught a lot of plate. Senators with still only two hits, a two-out single in the first from Morales. And Schnell with a base hit to lead off the Sens half of the second as we now have a mound visit with the whole Erie infield meeting with Lorenzo and Smith on the mound.
What do you think this is
about? I was just going to ask you the same thing.
I have no idea why they all felt like they had to jog in. Maybe it's just
something
about
CJ.
Thing.
Maybe they all missed each other. Or maybe they're discussing strategy with CJ Abrams. I'm unsure without.
I think they're talking about the ending to the movie Sinners.
Did you go see that?
No.
Oh. And a second one out. Two balls, two strikes. Count to Morales in the pitch. Taken at the knees for strike three, a breaking ball at 85. Morales doesn't care for the call, but on our tracking system looked like it caught the outside corner, out number two. That's the fifth strikeout for Seawolves pitching tonight. Now that movie's been big talk. I hope to see it here soon enough. Michael B. Jordan. Abrams off second now with Carlos De La Cruz in the right-handed box. There are two away. First pitch to De La Cruz misses inside. A fastball at 95. It's 1-0. 6-0 Seawolves, last of the sixth. Right-hander ready. The 1-0. Fastball. Strike. 95. It's 1-1. Outfield again playing De La Cruz deep. The 1-1. Fastball fought off the fists, fouled the other way. 1-2. That one at 97, the hardest fastball Smith has thrown so far. Trying to at least make him pay for that one-out walk. He's ready. The 1-2. Breaking pitch low and outside. 2-2. Game 2 comes tomorrow afternoon with a 12 noon start. Should be a beautiful afternoon for the game. Terry will be on with the Senators pregame show, 11:45. The 2-2. Fastball fouled back, holding 2-2. The little bit of breeze that was blowing the first few innings has stopped. The flags completely still in center field. 67 degrees, perfectly comfortable night to be out. Right-hander ready. And another 2-2. De La Cruz fighting off a pitch off the outside. Defensive swing, getting a piece of it, fouling it back, and holding 2-2, making Smith work. Nick Schnell would be next. Abrams is not being held on at second. He's been getting big leads, but Smith paying him no mind, nor should he really. Another 2-2. Fastball chopped up the middle softly. Therefore, at the shortstop, Jarvis towards second base. He fields and throws on to first for the third out. A one-out walk, nothing else doing for the Sens. So we head on to the seventh, and we hold. The Seawolves 6, the Senators nothing on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Seventh inning, Senators trailing the Seawolves 6-0. Daffler called to the bullpen. A couple defensive changes to tell you about that. In the action, here's Terry.
Thank you very much, Frankie. Well, we'll go with the defensive changes first. Cortland Lawson is in the game, and he is at shortstop here in the top half of the seventh inning. C.J. Abrams' game tonight is over. Todd Peterson is on the Daffler call to the bullpen, and the first pitch to Trey Cruz is high for a ball. Cruz led the sixth off with a single and went to second on an error on the second baseman, Pena. The 1-0 pitch in for a high strike, 1-1. That opened the floodgates.
It's just hit after hit there in the sixth inning.
Looked like it might be a double play ball as the 1-1 pitch misses inside. And after that fielder's choice, a fly ball to right. So can play the what-if game, but they turn a double play and get that fly ball. That half inning is about 20 minutes shorter. 2-1 is a swing and a miss on a breaking ball, and it's 2-2. Cruz has scored twice, officially 1-for-2, a single and a walk. And he has stolen a base. He asks for time and steps out. If I did my research right, this is his 244th game as a member of the Seawolves. The 2-2 is a chopper hit to second. Pena has it. His throw to first is in time, one away. And the thing with these guys that have been here, a lot of organizations, they wouldn't be here anymore, and the team would have a different makeup. But because of the Tigers' success in the big leagues and their youth and the youth and success in Toledo, they keep these guys in Erie. First offering to Max Anderson is a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1, which is great for the fans in Erie and great for winning championships.
Yeah, just not great for the rest of the Eastern League.
Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2.
I mean, that really is crazy, though, what you said about the five guys who have been here for so long combining for just about 1,000 games.
Yeah.
I mean, that really is remarkable.
Yeah. The 0-2 misses inside, 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Wind up and the 1-2 pitch. Lined along the right field line, and that's in for a hit. Over to field it along the line is Schnell. Rounding first is Anderson, and he puts the brakes on. It's his second hit. He has homered, reached on a fielder's choice, and now a single. And here is Tyron Lorenzo, who has doubled, hit a fly ball to center and a fly ball to right. Switch hitter batting left-handed, 6-0 Erie, and the fastball's a strike, 0-1. And there are a lot of players in this league that have been here for a couple of years, but the fortunate thing for Erie and the unfortunate thing about the players is they've all played well. And individually, as the pitch is swung on and missed, they have probably more than played well enough to play themselves out of this level.
Yeah, it's a frustrating thing to keep motivating yourself to keep performing well here in the AA level and just wait for that right time to come, the right opening.
0-2. The 0-2. Swung on and foul tipped into the glove of Romero. Strike three, two outs. 6-0, top of the seventh inning, Erie leading. Senators are 0-3 against Erie, and Frankie mentioned earlier, they scored just 4 runs that first weekend in Erie, and they haven't scored tonight, so just 4 runs in 3.5 games against the Seawolves pitching staff. Here's Justice Bigby, and the first pitch runs inside for a ball, 1-0. Bigby is 1-for-3, had an RBI single back in the sixth inning. The 1-0 offering, breaking ball hit off the end of the bat, foul, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. Peterson, the right-hander, sets. And the pitch. And that misses. Not by much. Just off the plate. 2-1 with Max Anderson at first base and two outs. And the pitch is fouled off out of play off to the right. A fastball down. Two balls and two strikes. Two outs. Nationals and the Orioles, and now it is 6-0. The Nationals on top. Two balls, two strikes, and the 2-2 is high. 3-2. Dylan Cruz homered in that game. 3-2. Anderson will be off with the pitch. The 3-2 is popped up foul again off to the right. Jake Holton waiting on deck. James Wood, 3-for-3 in this ball game tonight. A couple of doubles. Another 3-2 is on its way, and it is ball four, just below the strike zone. Jogging down to second is Anderson, and there are runners at first and second. Two down, and Jay Colton stands in. He doubled his last time up and scored. He is 1-for-3. Nationals beginning play tonight, 9-13. First offering is a ball, 1-0. That pitch high. One ball and no strikes. The 1-0 is high. And the count is 2-0 to Jake Holton with Chris Myers on deck. Two balls and no strikes. Peterson delivers high, and now it's 3-0. So three in a row out of the strike zone high. The 3-0 is high. All four of those up and out of the strike zone. And with two outs and a man at first, back-to-back walks load the bases for Erie for Chris Myers. Chris Myers singled in two runs in the sixth inning. He's also bounced a second and bounced out back to the box. Back to the pitcher, Michael Cuevas. First pitch is a chopper hit towards second. Pena charges, fields, and an underhand toss to first in time for the out. No runs on a hit. No errors and three left. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning, and it is 6-0 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Yeah.
Bottom half of the seventh inning, Senators trailing 6-0. More action up out of the bullpen for the Senators. Dylan Smith still on for the Seawolves. And for the Senators, Nick Schnell leading off here in the bottom of the seventh inning. First offering is high for a ball. 6-0 Erie. 2 in the third and 4 in the sixth. Schnell is single, then bounced into a fielder's choice. The windup and the 1-0 is low. The count is 2 balls and no strikes. The 2-0 check swing and hits a strike. I'm not sure if that's a swing or a called strike. Wow, that pitch looked up. And it also didn't look like he swung. 2-1. Wind up and the 2-1. Misses and it's 3-1. 3 balls and a strike. The 3-1 is a broken bat looper out into right center field, and it drops in for a base hit. So, Nick Schnell leads off with a base hit. Second time in the game, he has singled leading off an inning. And here is Caden Wallace. Wallace is 0 for 2. He has fouled out to the catcher, Lorenzo, and he has struck out. Smith down to the stretch. Wallace waits, and the pitch is hit in the air down the left field line, but he has pulled it foul. It had home run distance. Foul by 15 feet, a high line drive. And he hit that ball hard, 109 miles an hour. But really, it was foul all the way. No balls and a strike. Tomorrow, Jarlin Susanna on the mound for the Senators. Noon start, 11:43 airtime. Shaking it up a bit. 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2. No balls and 2 strikes. Some bunting around the ballpark this evening. The red, white, and blue. Bunting. Fourth of July parades was a commercial years ago for one of the car companies. Apple pie, baseball. I don't remember, well, the car company, and there was one more thing I don't remember. The pitch fouled off straight back. Remains 0-2.
Freedom.
No. It was food, hot dogs. Hot dogs, apple pie, baseball, and insert car company with, you know, like a 4th of July theme. I don't remember which car company it was, actually. It was one of two. 0-2, and now timeout. But I'm not going to say it either way. No use.
Yeah, they got to pay money for us, too.
Right. Hot dogs, I mean, that's just generic hot dogs. Low, 1-2.
People will think we're in the pockets of Big Hot Dog. We do talk about hot dogs a lot.
We do talk about hot dogs. Well, we talk
rightfully
about food.
Rightfully so, yeah.
Well, food.
Yeah.
We talk about food. The pitch is fouled off. I had some really good food last weekend. Manchester, there is a Greek lunch spot and a African-Jamaican lunch spot. So
I bet that was banging.
I had some pretty good food last week after our conversation. If we do that again later this year, on the City Island Baseball Show, I'll talk about that. There's a balk.
Yep.
Called by the home plate umpire. So
Dylan Smith was stepping off the rubber as if time were called. He just kind of turned his shoulder and stepped off with his left foot, I think, first. And
yes. I've had A few people already text about what the car company was. I do actually remember. I'm just not going to.
Right.
I'm just not going to say it.
Yes. If someone from that car company is listening.
You're more than welcome to give us a call tomorrow.
Exactly. Shoot me an email. I'll set it all up. Make it as easy as possible.
I think we might have some space on the outfield.
Oh, there's some space here and there to get them in.
Or somewhere else, yeah. Yeah. And anyone else, for that matter.
Sure.
If you own a business and you want to be on our broadcast or in the ballpark.
Bake apple pies or...
I love eating apple pies.
Oh, it's one of the best things.
And I bake them as well. 1-2. 1-2 pitch is popped up. This might be playable. Home plate area, throwing away the mask is Lorenzo. He stays with it and makes a nice backhanded catch near Erie's on deck circle. And there's one out. That's the second time in the game Caden Wallace has popped out to Lorenzo, the catcher, and it doesn't even give me a chance to tell you, which I'm going to tell you anyway. At the cage today, I asked Caden what he did yesterday, and he went over a couple of things, and then he said he cooked dinner. I said, you cooked dinner?
Oh.
You guys, you and whoever you're living with, and I forget who he told me is sharing the apartment with. Yeah, I fixed dinner.
What did he make? Did he say?
No, didn't ask him. Here's Maxwell Romero. Right. Hander Dylan Smith delivers, and it's in for a strike. I mean, I'm just – look, I can cook. You cook.
No,
but
I don't.
Oh,
really.
Yeah, that's right. We've talked about this. You don't even make peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You just buy in Uncrustables or whatever they're called. I don't even know what they're called.
You got it.
The 0-1 is lined into center field, but it's hanging up, and it is caught by Malgeri. Tagging and heading to third is Schnell, and he is safe as the ball – is out of the glove of Cruz on the tag, and there are two outs.
That's a little bit of an ill-advised tag. It worked out in Schnell's favor, but you're trailing by six, so that extra 90 feet doesn't make the world of a difference right now, and he was nearly out.
He was nearly out. Be so hard to just make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I do.
Yeah. Dante Williams stands in. He's 0 for 2. The first offering is a strike and it's 0-1.
You know, I'm not even the guy who was eating the Uncrustable the other day, and somehow this has been pinned on me.
because you said, oh, I love those things.
Yeah. Well, Nick Castellanos was eating one in the dugout last night.
The 0-1 is low, one ball and one strike. I haven't cooked much lately. My lovely bride has done all the cooking, and it's been quite good. It's nice to have home-cooked meals when I am home. We didn't go out yesterday. The 1-1 is hit in the air to left. Moving back on that is Myers with room short of the track, and he makes the catch. No runs on a hit. Man left at third. We head to the eighth, and it's 6-0 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
And I think I'm a little, I think I'm a little, I think it's a tie.
Top half of the eighth inning, Daffler called to the bullpen, and we're going to the bullpen in the radio booth.
If I'm loose enough. It's Holden Powell on for the...
Do you mind if I introduce you?
Go ahead.
Never mind now. Just go on ahead.
I'm Frankie Ranowski. That was Terry Byram. Holden Powell is on the mound. This Daffler called to the bullpen facing the bottom third of the Erie order. Senators trail the Seawolves 6-0 here in the eighth. Right-hander Powell deals a first-pitch breaking ball that the right-hand hitting Roberto Campos swings and misses at. Nothing at one.
I'm apparently buying a pie and taking it home tonight.
Oh, you got the taste buds.
Yes, I think I am.
Geared up for pie as the 0-1 misses low, 1-1.
There's really nothing like a good fruit pie.
Agreed. Yeah, you get... nice homemade pie. I agree. Any type of fruit pie.
You get that bad boy warm and you throw some ice cream on it. Vanilla bean, whatever.
The 1-1. Misses. Two balls and a strike. So Holden Powell relieves Todd Peterson, who throws a scoreless inning, allows a hit, two walks along the way, struck out one.
I don't really understand. Why don't we have chocolate ice cream with apple pie?
That doesn't really match. The 2-1, a strike, 2-2. Does it? I don't think the flavor profiles really line up.
But who says?
Well, you could try it.
Well, no, I mean, why is it just, I don't understand.
Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss. Blew it by him at 96, right down the middle. Strike three and the first out of the eighth. I think the more, I don't want to say plain, but the simpler profile of the vanilla enhances the apple pie rather than take away from it. I think chocolate would be overpowering. Left-hand hitting Jim Jarvis to the plate. Nobody on, one out. Powell kicks and throws. Swing and a miss on a fastball at 94. Nothing and one. Jarvis is 0-3 tonight. Two runs in the third for Erie and another four in the sixth. Nothing doing for the Sens to this point. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Chasing a fastball outside, nothing and two. Six runs, eight hits, an error for Erie. No runs, just three hits, an error for Harrisburg. And the 0-2. Oh, comes in. Oh, really catches the umpire on the inside of his leg because... it seems Romero has missed, and home plate umpire Elliot Melton is writhing in pain. Boy, oh boy. That must have caught him on the inside of his knee or somewhere around there, I think. And he just had the weight taken from underneath him, being tended to here by, it looks like, Bryce Heitpuss, the Erie athletic trainer. And his crewmates are there with him as Jarvis and Romero stand aside. Now, the Senators athletic trainer, Don Neidig, is out to evaluate Melton as well.
Well, I think somehow that pitch just completely missed the glove of Max Romero, right?
I think so, and it seems to have just really caught Melton right on the bone. They're working on his left leg right now.
That was 94 miles an hour, and if it missed, I thought it hit the shin guard, and unfortunately, I think maybe it missed the shin guard.
Yes, but you hear the crowd clapping because he's back to his feet, trying to put weight on that left leg and work it out a bit as both athletic trainers give him some support.
I think it's his right leg.
Yes, indeed, yeah. He started to flex that right knee. And seems like he's going to continue here as he's just working in and out of his typical squat behind home plate, make sure he can sustain his own weight. His crewmates give him some pats, wipe off some dirt, and now some smiles between the three, knowing that their partner is okay. Well, we talk about this all the time, guys getting hit by pitches and all that. I I'm happy to be an observer and not have to feel that. But poor Elliot Melton is going to have a big bruise and a sore leg tomorrow. But good on the crowd here letting him hear their support as well after taking that Holden Powell fastball seemingly square off his knee.
And now you're Max Romero, and you got to go back there and say, hey, man, I'm sorry, I missed that one.
Right, for whatever reason it may have been, right. a cross-up between the two. So I think, if anything, it might have just barely nicked Romero's mitt, but pretty much just caught all of Melton. But everyone's back and ready to go. It's 6-0, Erie, top eight, nobody on, one out. One ball, two strikes to Jarvis. Powell deals. A ball that's weakly grounded right to Lawson. It's short. Waits for it, scoops it up, and throws on to first in time, two away. And that's one Melton might feel okay enough the rest of tonight, but he's gonna be waking up tomorrow with a rather stiff knee, I'd imagine. So nobody on, two outs, and Ben Malgiri, the right-hand hitting nine place batter, to the plate. He is 0 for 3. The pitch. Breaking ball hit off the end of the bat on the ground to short. There for it again. Lawson fields and throws on to first in time to complete a rather quick and easy 1-2-3 inning. A PPL Electric Utilities energy efficient 1-2-3 inning. Visit savewithppl.com to learn how you could be energy efficient too. To the last of the eighth, it's the Seawolves 6, the Senators nothing on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 at 1400. Last of the eighth inning from FNB Field on City Island in Harrisburg. Senators trailing the Erie Seawolves 6-0. So we have another Daffler call to the bullpen. Left-handed throwing Andrew Magno is on for Erie. Third man on the bump for the Seawolves tonight. And 9-1-2 to face him. First, Viando Pena batting from the right side. First time tonight. He's 0 for 2. Magno set at the belt. He kicks and throws. A first pitch ball low, 1-0. So he relieves Dylan Smith, who continues his great start to the year. Smith, two shutout innings, a hit, a walk, and a strikeout along the way. Magno deals. A ball low, 2-0. Fastball at 94, falling behind Pena. Magno, 26 years of age, from Antioch, California. Where's that at, Terry?
It's in the Bay Area along the Sacramento River.
Two balls, no strikes to Pena. He deals. A ball low and away, 3-0. It's Magno's fifth appearance of the year. He has thrown seven innings, two hits, no runs, 11 strikeouts. I was talking about with Dylan Smith a couple of innings ago, the Erie bullpen's been fabulous to start the year. The 3-0. Taking all the way, a fastball strike. Belt high at 93, and it's 3-1. More right-handed action warming in the Senators' bullpen. I think that's Ivan Armstrong out there after Holden Powell tossed a scoreless eighth. The 3-1. Fastball misses low for ball four. And Pena draws the leadoff walk, the fourth walk issued by Seawolves pitching. And Pena on first. And here's Dalen Lyle. Dalen's been quieted down tonight after a rip-roaring week in Manchester last week. Dalen's 0 for 3. Lefty-lefty matchup. Magno deals. A breaking ball in the dirt, 1-0, and Lorenzo couldn't find it. It was just a couple feet to his left, and Pena saw it, so he held there. It was one of those brief moments of panic for Lorenzo as he removed the mask and quickly looked all around and wondering where that ball was. Oh, it's right next to me. The 1-0. Sliced foul out of play off to the left. Another ball into the construction zone. Third base side, 1-1.
Is that warming up out there for the Senators?
I think that's Ivan Armstrong. Long hold all the way down to 1 second as Lyle launches a pitch out to right center field. Campos over for it in the gap, and it lands between the center and right fielders, rolling all the way to the fence. Runner scurrying around the base pads. Pena around third on his way to home. Lyle to third as the throw comes to the cutoff. It's an RBI triple for Dalen Lyle, his 10th RBI of the year. It's 6-1. Seawolves lead in the eighth.
Well, once it split the outfielders, that was a triple with his speed.
And Pena, too, flying around the base paths. So a little bit of momentum building for the Senators here. A walk and a triple. Sends trailing by five in the eighth. Man at third for Cortland Lawson in his first at-bat tonight. Swings through a high fastball at 94. Nothing at one. Cortland came on for C.J. Abrams in the top of the seventh. And the 0-1. Low in the dirt. 1-1.
Our pregame show guest tonight.
Yes. So we've got to follow that up with a big swing here. Cortland Lawson had a big swing last week in New Hampshire, his first double-A home run.
Sunday,
a two-run shot. The 1-1 misses, and it's 2-1. That was en route to a 3-0 Senators victory. Lyle not being held on over there at third as third baseman Cruz is playing deep. The 2-1. Lined out to left field. Myers coming on in. He makes a dive and makes the catch. Tremendous catch. With Lyle tagging from third, Dalen Lyle scores on the sack line drive off the bat of Cortland Lawson. It's 6-2 Erie, but what a play by Chris Myers out in left field.
Yeah, that was a terrific catch. Some bad luck there for Cortland Lawson. He hit that ball hard. It just stayed up long enough for Myers to come in and make a diving play.
You could see Myers lining it up. That's the type of ball that if it gets by him, Lawson runs for days, but what a catch. So nobody on, one out. Here's Yo-Yo Morales. The right-hand batter takes a strike at the knees. It's nothing at one. 6-2. The Senators trail the Seawolves now. Trying to get back into striking distance. Well, they're there now. Here's the ball low. 1-1. Another run or two. Could make a ninth inning much more manageable. The 1-1. That's on the outside at 84. It's 1-2. We're talking a little bit about this earlier, but the Senators were scoring, well, both teams were, but the Senators were scoring some late runs in that series against the Fisher Cats. As the 1-2 is a check swing on a ball in the dirt. They appeal, and he did not go. Two balls and two strikes. First two games in that series in particular, Senators Tuesday night scored four runs across the eighth and ninth. They scored four in the eighth Wednesday night. The 2-2 fouled back, holding 2-2. Yo-Yo is 1-for-3. He has singled, reached on an error, and he's been called out on strikes. Magno, the left-hander, looking in. And the 2-2, breaking ball, swing and a miss, and Morales lets go on the bat. And the swing and tosses about 110 feet down the third base line of foul territory. It's out number two. He was out in front of a breaking pitch. Magno's first strikeout. Sixth strikeout for Erie pitching. 6-2 Seawolves, bottom eight. Nobody on, two outs for the Senators. Here's Carlos De La Cruz standing in the right-handed box. De La Cruz is 0-for-3. Check on the Major League scoreboard. The Nats are giving it to the Orioles tonight. It's 7-0 as they move on to the bottom of the eighth in D.C. First pitch is chopped to short. Two high, long bounces for Jarvis, who fields and then airmails the throw to first. De La Cruz reaches on the E6. That's the second Seawolves error to prolong the eighth inning. Well, can the Sens make them pay for that mistake? It'll be up to Nick Schnell to at least keep the line moving. Lefty-lefty matchup. Nick is 2-for-3, so one on and two out. But the Nats game, James Wood, 3-for-4, a couple of runs scored and a double. Dylan Cruz with a home run. And how about Mitchell Parker? Get to that in a moment. As the first pitch to Schnell is fouled away off to the left. Nothing and one. Mitchell Parker, 8 shutout innings, 1 hit, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. He's thrown 99 pitches, so unlikely to be out there for the ninth. But heck of a start for Mitchell Parker. Long hold from Magno here. The 0-1 fouled back quickly. Nothing and two. Elsewhere in the majors, the Mets are leading the Phillies 2-1 in the fifth inning in New York. Braves leading the Cardinals 3-2 in Atlanta. That came in the fifth. Red Sox leading the Mariners 4-1 in the sixth. Dodgers trail the Cubs 5-4 in the fourth in Chicago. Magno deals an 0-2 fastball outside 1-2. And then later on this evening, the Pirates are out in Anaheim taking on the Angels. That's a 9:40 start there. And earlier today, the Guardians topped the Yankees 3-2 in Cleveland. The 1-2 to Schnell is a swing and a miss on a fastball for strike three and the third out. But the Senators do score 2 runs on a triple, an error. There's one left. We head on to the ninth. It's the Seawolves 6, the Senators 2. On ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. On to the ninth inning on the island. The Senators are trailing the Seawolves 6-2. Dapple called to the bullpen. Right-handed throwing Ivan Armstrong is on for Harrisburg. Sixth pitcher of the night for the Senators. Facing the top of the Seawolves order, first Trey Cruz, the switch hitter, batting again from the left side. Takes a first pitch strike from Armstrong, nothing and one. Cruz tonight, 1-for-3, with a couple of runs scored. Part of the run scoring in both the third and sixth innings for the Seawolves. And here lines a ball into right field for a base hit. Make that two hits now on base for the third time tonight, having also drawn a walk. So Speedy Cruz on first for Max Anderson. Righty-righty matchup here. Anderson is 2-for-4. And the first big swing of the game, the two-run home run in the third. Armstrong's pitch at the knees for a strike, nothing and one. So Armstrong relieves Holden Powell, who tosses a quick and easy 1-2-3 eighth inning. A strikeout as well. Armstrong deals. A ball that's tapped up the middle of the infield. Pena, the second baseman, in front of second base, fields in his only play is to first. He makes it in time, one away, with Cruz going first to second. If that ball's hit a couple of feet closer to second base, Pena might be able to turn two on his own, but no chance with where that was hit and with the speed of Trey Cruz. So man at second, one out. For Tyron Lorenzo, who's 1-for-4. Righty-lefty matchup. And Armstrong and Romero just making sure they're on the same page before Ivan steps back onto the rubber. Now brings the hands together, kicks and throws. A strike. Fastball up at 92, nothing and one. Armstrong's 1-1 through six appearances this year. Seven innings of work, eight hits, three runs. The 0-1. Low and inside. Off-speed delivery at 86 miles an hour, missing there. Right-hander ready. Next pitch is a broken bat looper out into right field and falls for a base hit. Cruz to third as Schnell quickly gets to that ball and fires to the cutoff, so Cruz holds. And with the broken bat base hit, Lorenzo on first. That's the 10th Seawolves hit of the night. And a tough break for Armstrong on a ball that broke Lorenzo's bat in half. Fastball on the inside. So again, the Seawolves threat here. First and third, one out. Justice Bigby has already driven in a run and scored a run, standing in the right-handed box. Middle infield comes in a few steps. First pitch to Big B. Fastball strike at 91, nothing and one. Senators already with their work cut out for them in the bottom of the ninth, hoping not to make it any further than four runs here. The 0-1. Tapped foul right behind home. Armstrong gets ahead of the dangerous Bigby, nothing at two. Cruz on third, Lorenzo on first. There's one out. Senators trail 6-2 in the ninth. Armstrong ready. The 0-2. Lined the other way, foul. Hitting off the protective netting. Presented by SENDAM Solutions, experts in cyber and national security. Trying to time that up with the public address. Brief pause at play is with that ball hitting off the net and then rolling all the way into the corner. Nick Schnell, long way to go. Get it out of there. Another 0-2. High out of the zone, missing with a fastball. One ball, two strikes. In the Eastern League, Reading and Portland up in Portland, they're knotted up at 8 in the 8th. Sea Dogs just putting up a 4 spot in the 8th. As the 0-2 is a swing and a miss. Armstrong wins the battle with Bigby on a fastball overpowering him for the second out. So the men remain on first and second for Jake Holton, the right-hand hitting first baseman. Holton is 1-for-3. Walked his last time up, but back in the 6th had an RBI double and came around to score. Right-hander ready. Pitch. A strike at the knees. Nothing at one. Binghamton leading New Hampshire 6-2 in the 9th. And a few finals. Altoona shutout Chesapeake 2-0. And the next pitch is fouled back. Nothing and two. Somerset over Hartford 7-3. And Akron beat Richmond 5-1. Flying Squirrels off to a 4-12 start. First and third, two outs. Armstrong got ahead of Bigby and struck him out. Now he's ahead of Holton 0-2. The pitch taken high out of the zone at 94. 1-2. Come set the 1-2. Fastball high, check swing, the appeal, he went around. Holton just couldn't help himself. In fact, even going down to a knee chasing that pitch. So Armstrong works around the couple of base hits, strands him on first and third. We head to the last of the 9th. It's the Seawolves 6 and the Senators 2 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 at 1400.
As this month's performance is brought to you by Daphne Golden Solar, now on Erie Reserve 57, Drew Summers.
Last of the 9th inning here in Harrisburg this Tuesday night. The Senators trailing the Erie Seawolves 6-2. Frankie Verdowski and Terry Byramon with you as we have another Daffler call to the bullpen. Left-handed throwing Drew Summers is out for Erie, relieving Andrew Magno, who allowed a couple of runs in the 8th. So Summers will have 6, 7, 8 first to contend with in the Harrisburg order. Number 6 means Caden Wallace, right-hand batter. Caden is 0-for-3. He's twice popped out in foul territory to the catcher. He has also struck out. Summers, a big lefty, kicks and throws. A first pitch fastball strike, swing and a miss. Nothing and one. Summers is 6'3", 250. Big presence out there on the mound. The 0-1 to Wallace misses outside. 1-1. To this point, 6 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Erie. 2 runs, 4 hits, 1 error for Harrisburg. Left-hander ready. 1-1. He's fouled away off to the right and out of play. 1 and 2. Caden Wallace, Max Romero, Dante Williams, and the nine-place batter, Viondo Pena, should we get that far. Wallace stepping out with his one time out of the at-bat.
I think that trip from New Hampshire really takes a lot out of everybody, even with an off day.
And just trying to get your feet back underneath you. The 1-2. Lined out into left center field and down for a base hit. Wallace rounding first as Malgieri's over in the gap to cut it off. And indeed, Wallace holds to first on a big turn. But it's a leadoff single for the Senators. A well-struck baseball. Wallace, this first hit of the night, the fifth hit of the night for the Senators, or pardon me, the sixth hit of the night. Oh, no, I'm sorry, fifth hit of the night, yes. So here's Max Romero, left-hand batter, takes the pitch outside, 1-0. Romero 0-for-2 with a walk.
One more base runner in. Starts to get a little interesting.
Right, you just need to keep the line moving. Get on base any way you can. 1-0. Popped foul, drifting out of play off to the left where a crowd waits for it on the boardwalk.
Played that ricochet poorly.
Yes, I would say so. Hit it off the construction fencing. All the fans missed the catch, and then someone standing nowhere near the group ended up getting that ball.
Calmly.
The 1-1 misses high out of the zone. 2-1.
This is a tough at-bat for a left-handed batter. Sommers throws hard. That was 95 miles an hour. And comes down, drops just a little sidearm.
Yeah, just three-quarters or so. The 2-1 outside. 3-1. I should say, yes, definitely lower than three-quarters. They're missing with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball outside. So Romero in the driver's seat here. It's 3-1. Small leadoff first for Wallace. 3-1. He's pulled on the ground, first baseline, and just foul where it was fielded by Holton, the first baseman. Now 3-2. Fastball in off the plate. Might have been ball four. But it was belt high. It's a good spot for pitch that left-handed batter is like on the inside, thigh high, belt high.
Do you know where Hoffman Estates, Illinois is?
I have no idea. Do you?
No.
Oh. The 3-2 is tapped on the right side. Two long hops for the second baseman, Anderson. Shovels to second for one. The throw on to first is in time. A 4-6-3 double play. And just like that, the early threat neutralized. It'll take quite the two-out rally from the Senators. That's the second time tonight that the leadoff man's reached and the next man has hit into a double play. 6-2 Seawolves, bottom of the ninth. Nobody on, two outs for the Senators. Last hope to keep things going is Dante Williams. The left-hand batter takes a strike on the inside at 84. A slider there, nothing at one. Dante is 0-for-3. Viondo Pena's on deck, top of the order in the hole, should we get that far. The 0-1. A strike, 95, over the middle, belt high. Nothing in two, and blinking, you missed it. Just like that, the Sens are down to their final strike tonight. The 0-2, swing and a miss, chasing a fastball up high out of the zone for strike three. And the third out. The Erie Seawolves take game one of this series by a final score of 6-2.
Yeah, Frankie, it was a good ball game for the first few innings. A two-out, two-run home run in the third inning off the bat of Max Anderson against Mike Soroka here in a rehab. Made it 2-0 Erie. The big play in the game, and you hate to make it a negative thing, but the big play in the game was with a runner at first base and nobody out on the top of the sixth, Max Anderson, same guy. It what looked like could be a double play ball to the shortstop, Abrams. He got it to Pena at second, and Viandale just simply dropped it, and that opened the floodgates. Erie, like a shark, smelt blood, and they went after
They went after, took the wind out of the sail of the Senators. So Seawolves take game one. We'll be back for game two tomorrow at noon. But well before that, we have the postgame show to wrap this one up and check on the out-of-town scores as well before we say goodbye tonight. Back after this, but the Seawolves beat the Senators game one, 6-2. We'll wrap it up after this on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Well, the Erie Seawolves take game one of this six-game series in Harrisburg from the Senators by a final score of 6-2. Frankie Vernowski with you on the Senators post-game show. We'll walk our way back through this one, make sure we tidy up the overall box for tonight, listen to a couple of highlights, check the out-of-town scoreboard, and say adios for this lovely Tuesday evening. So the Seawolves with 6 runs on 10 hits, 2 errors, and 8 men left on base. The Senators with 2 runs on 5 hits, 1 error, and 6 men left on base. With the win, the Seawolves improved their early Eastern League best record to 11-5. The Senators fall to 7-9. Winning pitcher was Joseph Montalvo, the starter for Erie tonight, in his 5 shutout innings of work, his best outing of the year. He is 1-0. And in his Major League rehab, Michael Soroka gets handed the loss 0-1 record. Time of our ball game tonight in Harrisburg, 2 hours 37 minutes, played in front of 1,685 fans. In all, 6 pitchers used in the effort for the Senators. Mike Soroka goes 2 2/3 in his rehab, 2 hits, 2 runs, a walk, 3 strikeouts, and a home run. We'll get to that in a moment. Michael Cuevas, with a strong inning and a third of work, faced 4 batters, retired them all on just 12 pitches, struck out 1 of them. And Dustin Sines, he was on for 2 innings, allowed 5 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, struck out 2. Todd Peterson in an inning of work, a scoreless inning of work, working around a hit and a couple of walks. Holden Powell with a quick and easy 1-2-3 eighth inning of work, a strikeout along the way. And then Ivan Armstrong on for the ninth. A couple of base hits, but worked around it thanks in part to a couple of strikeouts. So our ball game was scoreless through the first two innings. Erie with just one hit through the first two frames. The Senators with two hits through the first two frames. And in fact, Nick Schnell's leadoff single in the second inning was the Senators' last hit until Nick Schnell's leadoff single in the seventh inning. So there really wasn't much doing against Joseph Montalvo, the number 18 prospect in the Tigers organization, as he allowed just two hits and two walks in his five shutout innings of work. So our scoring opened tonight in the third inning against Soroka after the right-hander retired the first two batters of the frame. He then walked the leadoff man, Trey Cruz, and the next batter, Max Anderson, one of these guys who's had a great start to the year for the Seawolves, launched a two-run home run out to left center field, and that made the game 2-0, where it stayed for several frames. Now, the Senators did have some traffic throughout the game. They had a first and third situation in the fourth inning with two outs but couldn't score, a leadoff base runner in the fifth but couldn't push him any further thanks to a double play, and a one-out walk in the sixth they could do nothing with, and eventually got a man to third in the seventh and could do nothing with it until scoring in the eighth, which we'll get to in a moment. Meanwhile, with the game 2-0, heading on to the sixth, this is where things fell apart a bit for the Senators with Dustin Sines on the mound. Trey Cruz singled, a line drive single out to left field to open the inning, and then right after that with the dangerous Max Anderson at the plate, Dustin Sines induced a two-hopper bouncing ball to C.J. Abrams at short, right to C.J., who quickly fielded and threw on to second base, and it was in and out of the mitt of Viondel Pena. There was an initial argument from Pena and from Senators manager Delino DeShields, wondering should that not have been on the transfer out of Pena's mitt. But Jalen Goodman, the umpire, the field umpire, said no, and so Cruz was at second, a safe on the E4, and Anderson at first on the fielder's choice on what very well could have been and should have been a 6-4-3 double play. Next batter, Lorenzo, lined out to deep right field, so that made it first and second with one out, and then the Seawolves strung together four straight hits. Justice Bigby with an RBI base hit, Jake Holton with an RBI double, Chris Myers with a base hit, and Roberto Campos with a base hit, in all scoring four runs in the inning, and I should clarify that Chris Myers had a two RBI base hit in that frame. But in all, four runs on five hits and an error in that set, or rather sixth inning for the Seawolves. So that made it 6-0 Erie, and that held until the bottom of the eighth when the Sens did rally a little momentum together after Viondel Pena walked to lead off the eighth. Dalen Lyle with a big extra base hit. And Dalen Lyle ripped that ball out to the right center field gap, scoring Pena. So Lyle on third with one out. And then Cortland Lawson lined a ball out to medium depth left field that Chris Myers, the left fielder, made a fabulous play on, a diving catch in and to his left. Really timed it up well, robbing Lawson of a base hit. Nonetheless, Lyle did tag from third and score on the play. So Cortland Lawson at least getting the RBI on that to make it 6-2. Nothing doing the rest of the way for the Sens. So 6-2 heading on to the ninth. The Seawolves did put men on first and third with one out against Ivan Armstrong, but then Armstrong struck out a couple of really dangerous batters, Justice Bigby and Jake Holton, to get out of Dodge and move things on to the bottom of the ninth. Still 6-2 when Caden Wallace singled to lead off the inning, but then the next batter, Max Romero, bounced into a 4-6-3 double play, and Dante Williams struck out swinging to end our ball game. So the Seawolves take the first of six games from the Senators this week. Final score again tonight, 6-2. Back at it tomorrow afternoon with a 12 noon first pitch. Terry Byram will begin our coverage tomorrow morning at 11:43 a.m. with the Senators pregame show.
Check on the out-of-town scores before wrapping it up tonight. All finals across the Eastern League. Portland came back to beat Reading 9-8 up in Portland thanks to a 5-run eighth inning. Altoona blanked Chesapeake 2-0 down in Bowie. Somerset over Hartford 7-3. Binghamton top New Hampshire 6-2. And Akron over Richmond 5-1. Then on the Major League scoreboard tonight, the Nationals blanked the Orioles 7-0 thanks in large part to a few great performances from former Senators. James Wood with a 3-hit game. Dylan Cruz homered. Mitchell Parker with 8 shutout innings of work. And that's topping the O's 7-0. Some games in action right now. The Mets leading the Phillies 2-1. That game in the 6th. The Cubs leading the Dodgers 7-4 in the 5th. Cardinals Braves tied up at 4 in the bottom of the 6th. Just getting underway now. The Pirates and Angels out in Anaheim. A few others to get underway in the West Coast as well. And then Padres topped the Tigers 2-0. Marlins over the Reds 4-3. Guardians over the Yankees 3-2. Again, our final on City Island tonight. The Seawolves topped the Senators by a final score of 6-2. Back at it tomorrow with a 12 noon first pitch in the Senators pregame show at 11:43. As always, a big thanks to Torrey Gates back in the studio. And for Terry Bodrum, I'm Frankie Vernowski saying thank you so much for listening. This has been a presentation of Harrisburg Senators Baseball on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.